Welcome to Miss Demetrios Says. I am Misty. This week, I am really excited to bring a history mystery. Now, for all history mysteries, you are required to do the following. Number one, read the fictional story or listen to it based on the real true history of some people. Then, answer all checkpoint questions on a separate sheet of paper that you will turn in to your teacher. There will be a certain number of questions in each history mystery that you are required to answer. In addition to questions you have to answer, you will also be creating a vocabulary table using a few words before you listen to the story. That way, when you listen to the story, those words won't be confusing. You'll be totally comfortable hearing them and knowing what they mean. At the end of the story, you will use your notes to answer the history mystery and explain how you came up with your solution to the mystery. Sargon's parents were utterly devoted to him. So why would loving parents suddenly drop their son off and never see him again? This history mystery follows the story of a boy named Sargon who lived in ancient Sumeria. It seeks to answer the simple question, what happened? This is your assignment, which you will need to turn in at the end of the period. Number one, get out a blank sheet of paper. On the piece of paper, write your name, your full name, today's date, and the period you have me. Make sure at the top of your page you also have a title such as Sargon and the Sumerian Code or Sumer History Mystery. By the end of the lesson, these are my expectations. Number one, you will turn in a piece of paper that has two things, a vocabulary builder table and the answers to the five checkpoint questions. The final checkpoint question, the fifth, is the history mystery itself. So those two things need to be turned in to me by each and every single student. Vocabulary builder. On your sheet of paper, you will write, define, use the word in a sentence, and either have a picture or a synonym, or if you happen to be a lucky bilingual scholar, then you can translate. There are five words this week. The five words are complied, he complied with her instructions, ziggurat, I visited the ziggurat, Sargon, I studied about the ancient king Sargon, reign, Sargon reigned during his time. And finally, the word shekel. I paid 5 shekels for a pair. Those are the 5 words. You will write down the word in the first column of your table. You will write a definition for each word in the second column. www.dictionary.com is a good resource for that. If you are doing a person like Sargon, then you will tell me what that person is known for using your own words. Column 3 is for you to use the keyword or person in a sentence. If you are working on a person, then tell me something else about that person. In the last column, you have 3 different options you can choose from. In the last column, you can do a picture. So if you're telling me about a person, you can simply copy and paste or draw a picture from, you know, a Google image search maybe. You could do a synonym using www.thesaurus.com, or you can translate, which many use Google Translate to help them with. Those are the 4 columns, and again, the 5 words are complied, ziggurat, Sargon, rain, and shekel. Clue number one. The first clue is a map sandwiched between the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf is a place known to the ancient world as Sumer. This place had the Tigris and Euphrates rivers running through it that reached nearly the Persian Gulf. Today, those rivers are still there. Also unchanged is the Persian Gulf and even some cities like Ur. That leads to us. Checkpoint question number one. What is the land that used to be known as Sumer during ancient times, known as today? There are two links below on my website, thescholarguide.com, that will take you to a different interactive map. The two maps below are your clues. Map number one. Go to Ancient History Encyclopedia to see a really fascinating clue, an interactive map of ancient Sumer. The link is on the Scholar Guide website. Map number two. Now check out an interactive map of the modern day place that used to be known as Sumer during ancient times. These two maps should help you figure out what area, what place Sumer is currently occupying. So it used to be called Sumer today, in this year. What is it called now? Sargon and the Sumerian Code. Sargon was the firstborn son of his parents. He was named after the great king of his mother's youth. Wind surrounded him as he walked down paved roads lined with swaying trees. The sun was high above him as he walked toward the ziggurat. As he walked, Sargon held the hand of his little brother, who was five and had a smile for everyone. As they walked toward the ziggurat, it became bigger and bigger until finally Sargon stood at the base of the steps with his family. His father paused there, his face pinched with distress. His mother had chosen to remain at home with his baby sister when Sargon, his brother, and his father had left their home. In the midst of his sister's loud cries, his mother was red and stone still with anger, so he had not bothered with goodbye, quietly slipping outside instead. Now, with such a grand vision in front of him, he wished his mother was here to enjoy it. The ziggurat loomed in front of him now, so high above the earth that magic must have been involved. After the 20th step, he stopped counting. The stairway just kept rising until it reached a platform, which had what looked like another entire building on it. That was the temple where his neighbor brought extra food left over from their harvest. Checkpoint question number two. What is the ziggurat? What is the ziggurat is checkpoint question number two. My website has extra resources that will help you answer that question. Checkpoint question number three. If you have not finished checkpoint question number two, please pause this recording and answer it before continuing. Checkpoint question number three. What can we guess about the people of Sumer based on the fact that they were able to create such a hugely impressive building like the ziggurat? Google Earth will let you do a 360 virtual tour of the ziggurat online if you're in the Chrome web browser. Look at the ziggurat. Just based on your opinion, what do we know about the people of Sumer just based on the fact that they could build the ziggurat, that was something that they had the imagination and the knowledge and the supplies to build? What do we know about them just based on the fact that they built the ziggurat? Sargon and the Sumerian Code continued. Sargon walked up the steps, following behind his father until they reached a chamber. Inside was a man, his wife, and a priest. The priest stepped forward and bowed his head. "I am here merely to witness." Sargon's father nodded his head. He then moved to take his youngest son's hand in his. He kissed his youngest son on the forehead. "Say goodbye to your brother," he said. Sargon's little brother narrowed his eyes as he tilted his head with unease. He complied anyway, though. The 5-year-old gave Sargon a hug. Sargon's father turned to his little brother once more. "Wait outside for me, little one." Knowing not to question his father, Sargon's little brother turned and walked out. Once his brother left, Sargon's own confusion grew. Checkpoint question number 4. Predict what you think will come next. Write down your prediction on the paper that you have already started. What is going to happen to Sargon next? What is your guess? Don't listen. Just pause this and really think, what do you think this story will end with? The story continues. Sargon's father took a deep breath. "Sargon, I am so sorry, but I have no choice. This is the law." Sargon looked at his father. Then he looked over to the man ornamented with gold jewelry and his quiet wife standing next to the priest. Sargon's father drew him into a hug. "That is enough," said the priest. "It is not good for the boy." Sargon looked up at the sudden fury in his father's face. He had never seen such anger or such silence. As if in silent protest, his father made eye contact with the priest before kissing Sargon on the forehead. He clapped him on the shoulders and then walked out. "Don't follow him, boy," said the man, dripped in gold. "You will stay with us from now on." "But I have to," Sargon started to say, so used to babysitting his brother. "How dare you talk back to your betters?" the woman said in a silent, angry voice. Sargon looked over at the priest, who gave him a look of pity, and then walked out. The man turned and started walking out, not bothering to tell Sargon where they were going. It was clear to Sargon, though, that it was expected he would follow this man. It was why his father had brought him here. Neither the man nor the woman bothered to introduce themselves. They simply led him down the endless stairs of the ziggurat to his new life, away from his family. The final clue is, one Sumerian king called Ur developed a set of laws his people had to follow. This is known as the very first set of laws. Here are the first 5 laws that King Ur came up with. Number 1, if a man commits a murder, that man must be killed. Number 2, if a man commits robbery, he will be killed. Number 3, if a man commits a kidnapping, he has to be imprisoned and pay 15 shekels of silver. Number 4, if a slave marries a slave and that slave is set free, he does not leave the household. Number 5, if a slave marries a native, i.e. free person, he/she is to hand the firstborn son over to his owner. That is from King Ur-Nammu's Code of Laws. The link to the PDF that I found this on is in the resources on my website. So, the final history mystery that you have to solve, checkpoint number 5, is, for the history mystery, use your resources below to answer the following question. What gave the rich man and his wife the legal right to take Sargon away from his family? In other words, what the rich man and woman did was totally legal. What made their actions legal? Write your answer in paragraph format. Use evidence from the first code of laws, which I read to you, in order to support your answer. Optional sentence frames to get you started writing. The following sentence frames are not ones you have to use, but if you choose to, you may. Sentence frame 1. It was legal for the rich man and his wife to take Sargon away because blank. You, of course, will fill in the blank. According to blank, and then in quotation marks, you would copy the law that proves you are right. And number three, finally, is according to Ur-Nammu's first code of laws in Sumer, and then again in parentheses, in quotation marks, you will copy the law. The first five laws are the final clue. And as a reminder, the question you're solving is, what made it legal for the rich man and his wife to take Sargon away from his family?